You're on Rise FM Breakfast with JT and Victor Rosa Jr. Good morning to you. It's 15 minutes to 7. Naigen Zabaleskulumangayo this morning is the Stellenbosch University student whose laptop and other belongings were urinated on by a fellow student who has decided to lay charges of breaking and entering, malicious damage to property, and racism just yesterday. So we've reached out to Dr. Kelebogile Makgetha, who is the senior director of the Division for Student Affairs at Stellenbosch University. Doc, good morning and welcome to our show. It's great to speak to you this morning.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you with us. Now, let's talk about this incident that took place over the weekend. You know, it is a huge talking point in the country, especially because of the history of our country with apartheid and racism. We understand that the perpetrator has been suspended from the university. I imagine that a more detailed investigation would determine whether the student would be expelled and or criminally charged. How far is the investigation?
Okay, thank you very much. The investigation is actually going to take a little bit longer, and we were informing students yesterday. The whole process takes about 3 weeks.
Okay.
The equality unit is investigating the matter and really going deep into it, and then their report and recommendations will go to the Central Disciplinary Committee of the university. And the Central Disciplinary Committee will go through the report and possibly do an additional supplementary investigation if ever it's necessary. But in this case, we have a video that really, really gives the basis of both this. And therefore, they have a responsibility to give the student who urinated on the other student's belongings about 72 hours to accept the charge. And once he has accepted the charge, but just to react to the charge, the student disciplinary code requires that he be given 10 working days to prepare for the case. Mm-hmm. And then from there the case happens, and then yes. And then the disciplinary committee finalizes. But tomorrow, which is Thursday, the disciplinary code requires that the Central Disciplinary Committee should sit to consider the temporary suspension that has been given by the rector and to confirm it, basically to evaluate that, and the process takes further from there.
And Doctor, you know, on the when the incident happened, Mr. Du Toit was heard when Mr. Ndolane asked, why are you doing this? Du Toit was heard saying that this is what they do to black boys. Now, this tells me, maybe there must be more incidents that are similar to this, or maybe there are more cases that are supposed to be investigated that are happening within the university. Would you say that is true?
Well, with the history of the university, remember, the university is a previously African institution, and the university is over 100 years. Now, in the residences, there were initiation practices of many, many years that we have been working to uproot. And after 1994, the process continued, but now you realize that here and there, I think there will be microaggressions here and then stuff and whatever, and then students do this to one another, and it's unacceptable, and the university does not condone that, because racism is not tolerated at all.
And
therefore we are even surprised why a first year student would do that to another first year student, because the university does not encourage that, because we want every student to feel safe, to feel a sense of belonging, and to be able to work with one another in a diverse environment they are in. And therefore, we are shocked what is happening. Yes, here and there, at times, there will be cases that are reported. Remember, when you're working on transformation and you are really, really doing a lot of work, what I realized is that that's when you dig a lot of issues, and then that's when a lot of issues are reported.
Yeah.
So for us, it's good that we can investigate, and that is why we have an office like the Equality Office to investigate all these equality issues, because our constitution requires, I mean, human dignity is not negotiable, and we have to make sure that every human being feels respected all the time.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you touched on transformation at the university, because then my question would be that would you say that this incident has redressed the transformation made, or perhaps it has highlighted what has been going on behind closed doors?
It has highlighted what has been going on behind closed doors, because even at the beginning of this year, when we started the year at the Institutional Planning Forum, we spent a full day focusing on transformation as an institution and really looking at areas that need to be addressed and stuff. And before this incident happened, the rector of the university, Prof. Van de Villiers, and the DVC Learning and Teaching, Prof. Deresh Ramjudanaz, we had already made an appointment with students for next week to talk about transformation and to get their input, because it's very their lived experience that they have been sharing with us there and now and even before. And so this incident, it's a wake-up call of saying, yes, you are doing, we know that you are doing a lot, but you need to do more. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe in closing, I want to talk about the student, the victim in all of this, about his well-being. Is he receiving any form of maybe counseling from the university? Because this behavior is not only, you know, racist and upsetting and painful, but also it has the potential of affecting his academic progress.
Yes, yes. He's receiving counseling.
Mm.
And even yesterday, we reminded him to go to another session with one of the counseling colleagues on campus. The DVC Learning and Teaching, who were a student affairs report, had a meeting with him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to check how he's feeling and to hear what his requests are, you know, in a way of being supported. And therefore, we are putting all that support system into place. He requested to go home and spend some time with family.
Mm-hmm.
So we've booked him a flight so that he can go home and be at home. And while we were waiting for him to fetch a laptop from our office, another business person, local business person, donated a laptop, and the person didn't want to be known. So there's a lot of support rallying around him, even his safety, because we want to make sure that he is safe.
Yeah.
And even other student leaders, I mean, he was with the SFC, he was with SASCO. SASCO supported him to go open a case at the police station and all that. And then we eventually had a meeting, the executive leadership of the university and student affairs had a meeting with him, with the student leaders, SRC and SASCO, to give them an update on what is happening, but also to hear what their expectations are at this point.
Yeah. Well, Doc, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. We really appreciate you, and we hope that such incidences stop, because, I mean, we cannot be celebrating our freedom as a country, nor talk about a transformation when we still have such things happening at institutions such as Stellenbosch.
Yeah, we will work hard to make sure that these things stop.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Kelebogile Makgetha, the Senior Director of the Division for Student Affairs at Stellenbosch University. This conversation will continue on our socials at Rise FM 943.
No.